Views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio.
Radio. About to commence.
Good morning, North State. Welcome to Free Fire Radio right here on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning. It is 7:06 in the morning here on the 21st of March. 605-4567 is our phone number, and we are running and streaming wild at KCNR1460.com. Good morning there, Rapid Robert. No, let me see. Raunchy Robert or Bad Bob? Okay, let's go that way.
By the way, I wanted to say that, by the way, my microphone, I have a bad microphone, so it's bad microphone. But I did want to say I had a fabulous time at the Wild Game Feed Saturday night. We were at one of Sheriff Posenko's tables and had a great time and plenty of protein.
Wow. We went to one of those a long time ago, correct?
We did, a few years ago, and it was a lot of fun. We were just busy this weekend with Vince, we're going to talk about in a second, but you have the weather and that today.
Yeah,
is
currently 54 degrees. It is 54. Okay.
It doesn't seem that warm.
I have my numbers mixed, actually.
My thermometer seems warmer.
Heavy rain today, tonight, rain likely with our lows of 42. Tomorrow calls for a chance of rain with our highs of around 59. Slight chance of rain on Tuesday night, then lows of 42. Okay. What?
Well, I'm looking at what's written on the board right there. It is 54 right now. The low is going to be 51, and the high is 42. Okay, there's something wrong here.
I will
board.
Amend those numbers.
Okay, so, I mean, who writes these things on here?
I want to know why I was jumbled there for a minute, because Monday's usually hard anyway, but just according to my National Weather Service printout, which was just as of recently printed out, it says our temperature of our highs is 50, will be 56 with our lows of 42. And again, showers with thunderstorms, possible afternoon. Some of the storms could produce heavy rainfall with a high of 56, south wind 10 to 18 miles per hour with gusts up to 25 miles per hour. So new rainfall amount between half and three quarters of an inch possible. And the weather is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, where our customers are warm friends, locally owned and operated, where they give senior and veteran discounts. Locally owned, again, and operated. We love that. Shop local, stay local. 365-3793.
Okay, now we've got lots of rain that's fallen, and it's getting close to the top of Shasta Dam. In fact, so close that if we get another week of rain, they may start worrying. Is that right there, Bad Bob?
Well, as a matter of fact, agencies that are involved with what goes on at Shasta Dam, Reclamation and WAPA and other agencies, and of course Finn and Feathers has their two bits worth in. They're all looking very closely at the dam, which is now at 23 feet from the top. And of course, once it hits the top, and we were gaining 4 and 5 feet a day, they lose control over the ability to control flooding downstream. So before this storm hits, they have, over the weekend, they let out just as much as what came in. So the lake only gained about a foot since Friday, but they're letting about 17,000 cubic feet per second out through the power plant at this, as of the last reading. But the lake is inching up, and at 1044 feet, again, 23 feet from the top. So it looks like we're going to have a full pool, as they say in the business.
Well, I mean, if it rains like it did, you know, yesterday and today, three or four more times. But I guess if it clears up this week, like they say, it's going to be a lot of sunshine. They're going to be dumping a lot of water out.
Well, and keep in mind that for days after it stops raining, of course, lots more water keeps coming in. Yeah. So.
Okay, Military Order of the Purple Heart is going to have their big fundraiser Saturday, May 7th. I'm getting out there a little bit early. But give them a call at 339-5449 to become either a foursome or to get out there and sponsor a hole. So call Bill Filan at 339-5449 or JT Thomason at Gold Hill. That's where they're going to have the golf scramble at 246-7867. It's going to be a great time. There's going to be a lot of people out there swinging away. Doesn't mean you're going to hit the ball all the time. The Healing Waters Fly Fishing Second Annual Mixer is going to be Saturday, April the 2nd, Veterans Hall at 6 p.m. It gets people in there to talk a lot more about the Healing Waters Fly Fishing event that's coming up. It's Healing Waters is a physical and emotional rehabilitation process for disabled active military service personnel and disabled veterans through fly fishing and associated activities. This is a great, great, great organization who does a lot for our veterans. Tickets are only $20. And if you want to go to this, you contact Todd Cooper at 524-8033 or Marlene Woodard at 351-1149. Okay? And this is something that it's going to start at 6 p.m. It'll go probably a couple hours, but gives you a chance to has appetizers, games for great prizes, silent auction, and opportunity drawings. A no-host cash bar. And it's going to be able to see what's going on there. Get a chance. I'm sure there's going to have a lot of fishing packages and equipment and all that kind of stuff there. We'll have somebody on before that to talk about it. But it's put this in the forefront of what you want to do, that in the Military Order of the Purple Heart. Okay.
Okay, let's talk a little bit about what happened over the weekend. We had, of course, the Turtle Bay auction on Saturday night. And, wow, what a nice turnout.
Oh, my gosh.
Nice turnout.
Oh, my gosh.
People were very generous in their donations
this
year. Oh,
my gosh.
What?
You know what? When you see the first item goes for like $400 over the price that they put on there, which is probably a higher price anyway, but $400 more. And then the rest of the evening was like that. People were jumping in to help. And, somebody – and you said it perfectly, honey.
I did?
You said they were happy – happy bidders, because you were emceeing it. You were on top of you were at the stage looking down, and you said they're happy bidders. People were happy.
They were looking forward to. A lot of times you feel like, oh my God, I'm drugged to an auction. I think people look forward to this Turtle Bay auction every year, and you could tell the people were going to the program and thinking we could all go in and we could do this.
Tables were buying things.
They were bidding on big dinners. And, we redeemed where we've done that throughout the year, whether it be the Seroptimus, whether it be the Library Foundation, whether it be whatever. We've been part of the couple of 8 or 10 that have gone in on having a wine and dinner at somebody's house. We went to Indian Peaks on Friday night. That was a redemption. And so these are the kind of things that you can really get to know people on a different level when you go into their homes and they have dinners, or you go on museum tours, or you get just a lot of really interesting things. So, wow, okay. Anyway, so we have the door open here, and people are coming in very cheerful on Monday morning. So first thing, Bob and Carl is that piece in the neck. What's that called when dogs have the ire?
Their hackles went up.
Hackles went up.
Well, there was also noise out front, and I saw Bob moving out there, so we just wanted to make sure that it was just, we're here on the street. Sometimes it gets exciting. So.
Well, I wanted.
Anyway,
to...
but that night, okay. Let me just say this is. People were buying stuff, and it really, really helped Turtle Bay. It's going to keep Turtle Bay, helps moving on with the great stuff they do. So, it was – and you did a great job.
Dave West did a great job. Shout out to Dave West.
Oh,
and of course, Lee Luft.
Lee Luft, the auctioneer.
And it takes
– he was on fire.
It's privately funded. So Turtle Bay needs to, keep the doors open with their wonderful exhibits. They've got new exhibits coming in and, gardens, you name it. So it was really wonderful. And every city must have, a college and a museum. So I think it's important. Okay. Anyway, also on social media today, Donald Trump's sister, like son, receives threatening letter. What do you think of that?
Well, I think let's talk about that as soon as we get back from these messages.
Okay.
This portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at Properties by Merit and Aaron Richard. who is one of their greatest agents over there. Aaron is just a true professional when it comes to finding you homes or any type of property you might like, whether it's a ranch or a home here in town. Take a look at her website at Richard. That's, you spell that R-I-C-H-A-R-T, realestate.com, or call her at 949-9103, Aaron Richard, and Properties by Merritt, locally owned, locally operated. All right, we're going to be right back after these messages. 7:16 in the morning, 50 degrees, going to go all the way up to 57 a day and look for rain. We'll be right back. Carl and Linda Bott, KCNR 1460.
Limousine Services is a family-owned business right here in Reading. We offer beautiful limousines and sedans with rates starting as low as $55 per hour. Do you have kids? We have amazing birthday packages for as low as $150. Sure, they can jump around all day or enjoy a memorable birthday they will talk about for years to come with NorCal Limousine. Driving to any of the major airports from Reading can be a drag. Ride with us in style and avoid the long drive and parking fees. We service the Sacramento and San Francisco airports as well as all the cruise lines.
Hello, my name is Jamie, the owner of NorCal Limousine, and I have over 14 years in experience in the limousine industry. I know how to treat you right and will always be discreet. If you have never rented a limo before, you should give us a call at 276-8851. It's more affordable than you think and a whole lot more fun than driving yourself.
Like our Facebook, check out our Yelp reviews, and mention KCNR for additional savings. That's NorCal Limousine at 276-8851 or NorCalLimo.com. TCP 31143.
Guys from Shasta Lake Floors have just got back from visiting flooring manufacturers from around the world, keeping up with the newest technology in floor covering. Several years ago, Shasta Lake Floors introduced Smart Strand Triexta, the most stain-resistant carpet in the industry. This year, we have discovered innovations in hardwood floors with scratch resistance like never before. Having been in the flooring business for over 40 years, we understand the importance of service and product knowledge. You have our word that Shasta Lake Floors will always offer you products and provide the service best suited to your needs. Whether it be Smart Strand, the bleach-resistant carpet, luxurious Karastan carpets, or hardwood and towels of excellent quality, Shasta Lake Floors offers the best products installed by the area's best trained technicians. And Shasta Lake Floors can guarantee the lowest price on even the most luxurious floor coverings. Eight-time winner of Best in the North State, Shasta Lake Floors is the place to go for your new floors or granite countertops. And yes, we have financing up to 48 months. Come and see us at 4052 Shasta Dam Boulevard in the city of Shasta Lake. We are now open on Sundays. Visit us Saturday and Sunday, 10 to 4.
Peter Frampton is returning to the historic Cascade Theater in Reading this March in his first ever acoustic tour. This legendary songwriter and guitarist remains one of the most celebrated music artists in rock history. Peter Frampton, live and acoustic at the Cascade, Tuesday, March 22nd. Get tickets before they're all sold out at 243-8877 or cascadetheater.org.
Uncle Bob, where did Mount Shasta Springwater come from? Well, you see, we get wrung out of the clouds as we pass over the top of Mount Shasta. Then we become part of huge glaciers. Then we flow through miles of volcanic rocks. Then we pop out of a spring at the base of Mount Shasta. Uncle Bob, where did I come from? You'll have to ask your parents about that one.
Pure and simple, naturally the best. Mount Shasta Springwater.
For free delivery and setup, call 1-800-922-6227. Or go to MountShastaSpringwater.com.
Thanks for joining Carl and Linda Bott and Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460 AM.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. It is 7:19 in the morning here on the 21st of March. 50 degrees, going up to 57 today. Going to get lots of rain. It'll be clearing up after that this week. Weather report always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. And this portion of the show is brought to you by our friends over at the Civic Auditorium. Jay Leno, March the 26th. I believe that is this Saturday. Jay Leno coming into the Reading Civic Auditorium. Get your tickets at readingcivic.com or contact the box office at 229-0022. I tell you what, Jay Leno is just, you know, after Johnny Carson, is probably the most beloved late show host. I mean, had constantly really high ratings, the highest ratings of all. Well, the talk show host after, you know, after Johnny Carson. I mean, you know, how do you follow Johnny Carson? It's tough, but he did it. So he's going to be here. He has a great show. So if you're looking for something to do this Saturday night, this is the way to go. Jay Leno. Again, 229-0022 or check out the ReadingCivic.com.
He's a nice guy.
Yeah, nice guy too. 7:21 in the morning. Okay. Obama in Cuba. It's a big thing. You know, people are saying, oh, he shouldn't have gone. Well, for 50 years, we've had no type of interaction with Cuba that was positive. Now, is it time for him to go? Probably. It's probably time. He can, you know what, Obama can get away with it as opposed to a Republican president who said, oh, I'm not going to go down there. Well, he can do it because Obama pretty much does what he wants. But here he is. Here's a failing communist nation, and it is. I mean, they're driving 57, you know, Fords. There is no true economy down there. And what's going to happen now is that we're going to prop up this failing communist nation with all these Turo dollars that are coming in, and businesses that are already starting to, they're not wanting to invest down there, and all these airlines are going to pay millions of dollars to be able to fly into Cuba. But you know what? We want them to, you know, we want to change Cuba through economics, through capitalism. Raul, who used to be the bloodier of the two brothers of Fidel and Raul, has become a lot more pragmatic and a lot more, you know, he's softened his approach, which kind of allowed everything to open up. Fidel, of course, still doesn't trust him, but then Obama's not meeting Fidel. There's no plans for him to meet Fidel Castro while he's there. He will meet with Raul. Now, the question is, since there are so many Cuban Americans, including ones running for president, like Marco Rubio, that are in our nation, will it open up this? Will it cause this upswell after Raul dies? And you know, and that's going to be in the next decade, I imagine. That and maybe even before that, will this allow freedom and capitalism and democracy come to Cuba? Because right now, you can still be put in jail for saying the wrong thing. You still can't read anything you want. You still can't have freedom of movement, freedom of meetings, any of that kind of stuff.
Well, it's
a communist nation.
It was said this morning that, you know, Obama is tweeting. Well, they can't tweet in Cuba.
Well, he's tweeting on his. Is it? Do they have the?
No.
Do they have the internet? And they have? Do they have
they,
all that?
They can't tweet, so they don't.
They can't tweet, right?
So I would think, like in China, there's not an internet.
Well, China has internet. It's just controlled. It's controlled by the government. It's the same thing here. So we're going to convert Cuba through the American dollar. Or, I know that's worked real good in Vietnam and China. I mean, there's still communist dictatorships. But then if you go around and say, but we have relations with Vietnam and China, why not Cuba? And there's, you know what, I think it's probably time. You know, I've got nothing against that.
Okay, now I want to go back to before we took a break,
right?
Because you know we're seeing all of these anti-Trump rallies. Every time we turn something on, it's really in my lifetime, I'm not quite sure I've seen anything like this.
Where they actually try to shut down? Where they actually block roads to keep people from going, or block venues to keep people from going in? And they're there to disrupt a political speaker. And violently disrupt a political speaker because they don't want you to have the freedom of assembly or the freedom of speech to listen to it.
I know they used to have, like, lay-ins and do stuff like this with nuclear plants.
Well, no, they did that. I mean, there was a lot of, during the 60s, there was lots of protesting.
Over the war.
Yeah, and I'm sure that there was, you know, protesting, you know, back when they were, you know.
I'm a 70s girl,
yeah,
so I don't remember really
seeing
this.
This is, in fact,
this is in our country.
This is probably one of the biggest. That one when they shut down Chicago was really that was really quite a statement, saying is that we don't want you to listen to this man. We're taking away your right to listen to this man because we disagree with what he's saying. So we don't want you to hear it. It is the most fascist form of censorship you can find. The threat of force so that you will not be able to speak. What else would you call this? You know, this is a throwback to the 60s when when the blacks were marching
in. Black Panthers.
And they, well, no, when the blacks were marching and they were being attacked because they don't, you know, you have a freedom of assembly, but we're not going to let you do it. We're going to turn fire hoses on you and sick dogs on you. It's the same thing here. We're going to, we've got a threat of violence and we will fight you and we will get in there and we will prevent you from having your political event. And, you know, the political event, and because we do not want to hear what you're saying. We don't want anybody else to hear. And that seems to be okay if you're a liberal anarchist. That's where they are. That's where they're coming from. And how many of these are backed by money from a guy named George Soros? How much of that money is being poured into it so these people just seem to be able to travel from spot to spot like they did in Arizona?
Well, Donald Trump's older sister, federal appeals court judge Marianne Trump Berry, received a threatening letter in Philadelphia on Friday, one day after the GOP frontrunner's son received a suspicious piece of mail containing white powder.
Turned out to be lemonade.
The letter sent to Trump Berry contained no white powder, NBC News reported, but the threat was similar to the one sent to Eric Trump, a source familiar with the investigation. Anyway, I just, at one time, just on a small scale, I had said to you, somebody had approached you to run for politics, and I just said, you know what, Carl, I we're at a place in our life, I don't want to have somebody go through my garbage. Well, and you say, oh, people would, yes, they would.
I don't know, I don't think so. I think that at a lower level, but I mean, I wasn't going to run anyway, but I just don't, you know, I don't see that happening. I do see nastiness here in our town, but usually it's by blogs and things like that.
But
I mean,
think of how that must have felt. She's 78 years old, she's a judge, she's worked her life.
Yeah, and she gets a threatening letter.
Yeah, she gets a threatening letter about her life.
Is that the only threatening letter she's ever gotten, though, as a judge? Most judges and lawyers will get a threatening letter now and then.
I'm not really sure, but the
fact
is...
Have you ever gotten a threatening letter?
No.
I have.
I've received nasty emails.
Well, I don't think that's the same, is it?
Maybe somebody saying something. Yeah, I don't know.
Saying something mean. Yeah. I've had a threatening letter.
You have?
Yeah.
Was that why you were a colonel?
No, that was, you know, Bad Bob was mad at me that day, and he sent me a threatening letter. He said, I'm going to let all the air out of your tires. Okay. No, I'm just kidding here. I'm just prattling on. All right, let me go on. Okay. And now, and then in Phoenix, or outside Phoenix in this suburb, we're in Sheriff Opios County. Get this, Sheriff Opios County. They parked their cars on the road to keep people from getting there. This one man walked 4 miles to get to the rally, but he was going to the rally. So they were towing cars and arresting people. I think they arrested three. And Opios says, you're not going to do that here. We're going to arrest you. And then in the rally, one guy dresses in a Confederate flag with a Trump, you know, anti-Trump sign, and goes up to an African American at the Trump rally and gets in his face. Well, guess what? There was violence. Well, there was one bit of violence. There was a punch thrown, and that was it. So now. This was the kind of thing that, you know, that people are doing things, and you could see them. They're picking it out in a crowd where these anti-Trump people, they'd pull up their signs, and then they were attacking people around them, you know, not only verbally but physically. So there's something wrong when you get to this point where these people think that, you know what, I don't want to hear it. It's like wanting to censor radio and TV and the movies. There are movies that I would never go see, and I will never watch a Jane Fonda movie. That's my form of censorship. I'm not saying that Bob can't see it, or you. I mean, you've seen them since then, or you've watched some things, and you said, you know, that was kind of good. That's fine. I'm never going to say, go, Nolan, you can't go there. I'll say, you can go there, but I'm not going to go
right.
there. Or I can go, and you don't want to go.
Right.
But that's my form of censorship. To say nobody can see it is absolutely wrong. It is absolutely against everything I stood in the Marine Corps for. That's why when I see people wanting to take away other people's rights, I get this, you know, I get this really burning feeling inside. And I think most people do. I think most people want just to be left alone to live their lives and to keep the government out of it. But when the government starts censoring and saying what you can do, then people start pulling back. And then you get somebody like Trump that walks in. And he kicks the door in and he says, this is this and this is wrong. And this is why it appeals to so many people.
I want him to stop name calling.
He needs, he's won.
That's it.
He needs to step up the presidential part. He doesn't need to say Lion Ted and little Rubio and all this. It's not needed anymore. Trump needs to take a step up. Now, tonight, he's supposed to be giving a speech on foreign affairs.
I hope he doesn't do any name-calling. For me, name-calling conjures up the feeling of a bully. That's personally for me. I understand, it's just politics. I understand, but I really don't think so. I think that you can still be political.
You can be.
And you don't have to name call.
You don't need
call.
To do that. You can be
and
very
all I
effective.
Would just, the only thing I'm calling right. him out on is to please quit calling people names. It's not, it doesn't, it's just not for the good of common man, I think, or for all mankind, is to talk about somebody in a very negative disrespectful way.
You can be negative. You can say their policies and say why they're wrong.
Yeah, but you don't.
But I tell you what, if he says something about Hillary, like he says, like he said that about Carly Fiorina's face. I mean, Trump, who is, I mean, he's in the lead now. If he starts, he keeps his, you know, the schoolboy stuff up. Guess what's going to happen? He's going to get his face smashed, and it's not even going to be close. He's got to start stepping up a little bit, going to a higher level. Though I did run into people that were very surprised and say, hey, you know what? I'm supporting him. And you know what? And if he wins, I don't care if he wins, Trump wins. I'm supporting the party because it's too important not to.
Well, and that was good news. We heard that,
with a
very interesting mixed crowd the other night.
It was. And people that surprised me were saying that. Anyway,
yeah,
hey,
nice.
We got to take a break here. 7:33 in the morning here.
Grand jury.
Minutes before 8 o'clock. Yeah, grand jury's coming in because we're looking for more grand. And now here's the grand jury. They can get in the stuff. And we're going to find out exactly what stuff when we come back from these messages. Carl and Linda Bott. KCNR 1460. 50 degrees out there going up to 57 with a lot of rain today.
Change it, mail, upgrade it, charge it, point it, zoom it, press it, snap it, work it, quick, erase it, write it, cut it, paste it, save it, load it, check it, quick, rewrite it, plug it, play it, burn it, rip it, drag and drop it, zip, unzip it, lock it, zero, call it, find it, do it,
one more time. Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Wellgate Sports Club has dedicated themselves to creating an environment that supports your personal goals, whatever they may be. That's because Wellgate Sports Club is more than just a gym. Wellgate is Reading's first premier sports club with a staff, programs, and 23,000 square foot facility designed to give you an exceptional experience every day. Now it's never been easier to take advantage of incredible amenities, including Reading's only indoor saltwater pool, outdoor jacuzzi, sauna, luxury towel service, and over 130 exercise classes designed from beginners to experts. For a limited time, you can become a member of Wellgate Sports Club with no enrollment fee. That's a $99 value. In addition, Wellgate Sports Club will provide you with 3 personal training sessions and a nutrition consultation absolutely free. That's another $225 value. There's never been a better time or a better place to get started. Call 768-1205 today for your personal tour. Or stop by 1740 Eureka Way and don't forget to visit online at wellgatesportsclub.com. Wellgate Sports Club, where you'll experience exceptional every day.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
Hi, I'm John Scape, owner of Properties by Merit. We specialize both in residential and commercial real estate. Whether you're looking to buy or sell, call us today at 338-2112. At Properties by Merit, we help your real estate dreams become reality. Visit our website at pbmerit.com or call today, 338-2112.
Properties by Merit is California Corporation licensed by the California Bureau of Real Estate. California BRE license number 019-45816.
It's Carl and Linda Bott and Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460 AM.
Do you?
Do you feel me?
Yeah, anyway, 1980.
25 minutes to 8 o'clock, yeah. Okay. Okay, which one of us was singing in the high voice?
It doesn't matter. We're,
March 21st.
It just shows that we're alive. Am I there?
Am I here?
I'm touching myself. Am I there? 7:35 in the morning. Good morning. Welcome back to KCNR on this beautiful Monday morning. My goodness. The 21st
of March. Okay, March is getting away from us also, just like January and February.
Easter is coming up.
Uh-oh.
Good Friday, Friday.
By the way, we'll talk about that too. What's the weather look like?
Currently 54 degrees in the downtown studio. It's going to be heavy rain today, according to our forecast, and possibly thunderstorms afternoon. Some of the storms could produce heavy rain with our highs of 56, south winds to 10 to 18 miles per hour with gusts of perhaps up to 25 miles per hour. New rainfall amounts between half and three quarters of an inch possible. Tomorrow rain as well with a slight change chance of rain, then partly cloudy with 42. Mostly sunny on Wednesday of 67, and Wednesday night calls for lows of around 46. The weather's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, where our customers are warm friends. They are locally owned and operated, where they give senior and veteran discounts. Give them a call at 365-3793.
Okay, we're here with two people. We're not making this up. Ray Frisbee. And Diana Sturgis.
Yay!
Yeah.
Frisbee and Sturgis, two of my favorite places to be. That's right. I can be in Sturgis, drive my Harley into Sturgis, and I'm playing with Frisbees there with girls that are scantily clad. There you go. So it's not going to get any better than that. So the interview.
There's a picture.
It's not going to get any better than that. So the interview's over. Let's talk about something else. No, we're here with Ray and Diana, and they're going to tell us why you should become a member of the grand jury.
Oh. Go for it, Ray.
Isn't that it?
That's it.
Isn't that why? This is grand jury, right?
This is right.
Okay, I just want to make sure.
Well, you still had this visual in your
people. No, this is Horse Haven. Oh, okay.
Yeah, our two guests are from the grand jury, which we know that we've seen the big signs up right now. You're looking for people to. What are you looking for?
Well, we're encouraging people to volunteer to serve for a year on the Shasta County Grand Jury. It's a great opportunity for somebody to learn about the community, to make a difference.
To right wrongs.
We hope so. At least
to protect the innocent.
Suggest ways of righting some of those things that could be done a little bit better.
Do you remember The Three Amigos, that movie? Okay, never mind. All right.
Well, this is a civil grand jury, so sometimes when you hear grand jury, you're thinking of criminal matters, but this is actually people that get to know their own leaders and their own districts and check to see how we're doing. Are we using our taxpayer money well? And so I think it's a great opportunity to get to know people in your own community and support the local leaders. If you really love Reading and in Shasta County. You know, that it's a great opportunity just to get to see things, meet people, and that kind of thing.
Well, we're already getting questions in here, like, what's the commitment?
Okay, the commitment is, as I mentioned, a year. It's a fiscal year. The new jury will be impaneled right at the end of June. We'll serve for a year. And the question always comes up about how much time does it take?
Sure.
And we estimate, and this is just an estimation, of about 15 to 20 hours a week.
Okay, 15 to 20 hours a week. Now, there could be one shorter. There could be some longer.
Oh, right. Yeah. At the beginning of the year when you haven't decided what you're going to investigate, it doesn't take as much time, but later it becomes more time-consuming.
Okay, here's a question. So let's just say somebody does an annual. They're interested, but they say maybe one or two annual family trips per year. How does that work?
Well, we want you to get to do things with your family. The jury has 19 people on it, and it takes 12 of those to agree to make a decision. So we actually have the opportunity, to be away for a week or two. So you don't have to put your whole life on hold to be a member of the grand jury. Mm-hmm. But we want you to feel responsible to show up and help the other people get the work done.
Now, are you the 19 jurors? Tell us what the process is. Someone's interested in doing it. Where do they go? Do you apply? Then do you have to do a face to face? Is there drug testing? I mean, the whole thing. I mean, we need to know. Just like if you were going to be a cop, we see how many people can't pass
drug
it
testing,
because of issues from the past.
Then the grand jury probably 8. Instead of 19.
Okay. No, seriously, what's the rundown?
The process is that there's an application available online, a fillable PDF application, or mm-hmm. from the court. So you can either go to ShastaCountyGrandJury.org and locate the application, fill it out. There is, as you mentioned, a face-to-face. All applicants are screened. We do some paper screening. Our organization that Diana and I are involved in. And then there's an interview process, and then the Superior Court judges from the applicants choose a pool, and then names are drawn as they are in a regular jury trial to fill those 19 seats.
I think it's cool. You really go through a process. You have to weed out, and I think that's important.
No drug testing, however.
Okay.
Not yet.
How are the case issues selected?
Actually, it's what the jury is interested in looking into. Every jury is autonomous, and that means they get to decide what they want to check out. By law, you're required to check out the local jails and visit them and make sure that all is in order there as a representative of the community. But the rest is just up to the jury, what they're interested in.
Could you do something just kind of out there by saying, okay, we've got, just as an example, $300 million in unfunded liabilities in the city? Could the grand jury look into why we're at that point and what we're doing to fix this?
Certainly, that would be an excellent thing for the grand jury to look into.
Yeah, so they could come out with a report saying, well, you know what, this is how we got into it, and this is how we need to get out of it.
Exactly, and that's one of the requirements. Actually, is if they point out a problem, they also have to provide some sort of a reasonable, doable recommendation for change.
So, Diana, you've served this year. And you're here, both you and Ray are here after serving a year's term, coming up here pretty soon. So what is it, I'd like to ask each one of you, what has it meant for you this year being on the grand jury?
Well, we're not actually on the grand jury this year. We're the association which helps to train and recruit.
Okay.
But we both have served several years, full terms on the grand jury.
Okay, so what did that mean for you?
I enjoyed it because I'm a hands-on person. I like to see things. I like to meet officials. I like to see what's actually going on, and I'm a very hands-on person. You sort of have to be nosy, I think, in a sense, in that you really want to know. And the thing that's really great about the grand jury is if you want to see financial documents, they have to give them to you. If you want to visit places, you get to go. And everybody tries to be real cooperative because they sense that this is intended to help the community. It's not political. And I wanted to say that just because everybody's kind of on overload about political stuff going on right now because a lot of it's negative, but this is positive because you're a member of a community, you want to make the community better, you have to come up with a solution if you find a problem, and I think that's what makes the grand jury process excellent.
So you've go into something, let's just go back to that $300 million mm-hmm. unfunded liabilities. What kind of stick do you wield when the people there don't want to give you numbers?
Well, that's
if they don't want to, and it could be any. I'm just using this again as an example, but it could be any city or county agency. When you say, "Hey, I'd like to," how come it's taking so long to get the land out at Anselmo's put into production when this has been going on for 3 years? And then you ask the county for information, and say the county doesn't.
What happens usually, and people always ask that question, the grand jury does have subpoena power through the judges or through the district attorney, and so they can subpoena information or witnesses, but that doesn't often happen. Usually county and local government officials are happy to provide that information.
Yeah.
Sometimes it takes a little digging and prodding, but I would like to see
what happened out in Anselmo's from an honest broker in the middle, which would be the grand jury. Why has so much money been spent out there and the place still and has been sold and more money spent, and why it's still not up running? What is the problem with getting that one place running out there? Because if you listen to either side, they're all pointing fingers at each other, but it's got to be. I think the people would like to hear something like that.
Well, this is what's great about what
Except
I'm hearing.
We're not in the grand jury.
Well, what I'm hearing is
it could be.
It's a neutral position. You guys are coming in from the most neutral position.
Correct.
And 19
yes.
people. Think about all the different backgrounds and trigger. You know, this person could have a certain trigger while the next guy is like, you know. So you've got to all come together as a body, and I think that's fantastic. We've got to take a break here.
Well, wait a minute. No. Let's. How do people get a hold of you? If they want to be on the grand jury.
Oh. We want to tell you that we want to invite everybody in the county to come to a meeting at City Hall Community Room this Wednesday, March 23rd at 3 p.m., where we'll have lots of people from the county and one of the judges that's going to be there and lots of grand jury members to spend an hour and hear about the whole process and what the expectation is and meet some of the people you might be working with and see that it's friendly and aboard.
Well, we know people on the grand jury. We've known people on the grand jury. They're great people.
Mm-hmm.
They won't say what they're, but we don't ask, because once they say is we can't talk about it, you don't ask them. But they all seem to be having a really wondrous time, and there's some frustration on their part.
Yeah, part of the frustration, I think, always is that the grand jury doesn't have a lot of teeth. People say, well, can you force them to do it? You can't. And probably never will. That's really the role for elected public officials. That's what they're elected to do. Now, the grand jury can make things public and let the public know, but if the voting members of the community are still satisfied with what they're getting, then there's not much that can be done.
But what we're finding is that once you start to do an investigation and you call leaders back two or three times, they decide you're pretty intent on getting a change, and then they're usually rushing to get it solved before you come out with your report, because they actually want to solve the problem too and have a good report for the community. So I see that as a positive.
Okay.
And so most of the time, if some people come in to a water district meeting or a school district meeting or something like that, just a bunch of people show up, it's kind of, I think it's kind of humorous, but they'll say, are you the grand jury? And the joke is, we'd tell you, but then we'd have to kill you. But anyway.
Okay, so once again, how do people, if they're interested in the grand jury, what's the big event?
The big event is this Wednesday.
This Wednesday.
3 o'clock.
3 o'clock.
The Reading City Hall Community Room.
Okay.
We'll be there to provide information, to answer questions, and let people know exactly how they can be part of what we think is a great volunteer
opportunity. And if they can't be there then, how else can they get information?
They can go online at ShastaCountyGrandJury.org. And you can actually apply online, and we have past reports that they can read so they can see what it looks like when you're done. And actually, I had never went to this meeting, and I got on the grand jury because I just thought it sounded interesting.
I think it is interesting.
Fantastic.
So, okay. Thank you so much, Ray Frisbee and Diana Sturgis, for talking to us today.
Absolutely.
And getting the word out.
We appreciate it.
We thank you so
yeah,
much.
And as we get closer, too, this is the, but you have to have everybody signed up by when?
April 15th is the deadline for applications. So
okay.
There's still some time.
There's still time. Y'all can come back again and let's talk
Absolutely.
About it some more.
Sounds good.
Maybe bring a, you know, of course you can't bring an active duty number in.
Well,
okay.
The problem is they couldn't answer questions about what they're doing.
No,
right?
But they could answer questions about how much time
and all
this kind of stuff. This is
we could certainly do that.
We could do that. Okay, yeah. I think then we can expand that a little bit. Okay, thank
Sounds
you so
good.
Much.
Thank right. you so much.
You
Thanks
bet.
Again.
We'll be right back after these messages.
If you are running your own business, you already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes, smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
As gun laws continue to tighten up across the country, Bastiani Arms will continue to provide our community with quality firearms, hard-to-find ammo, off-list fully built AR lower receivers, and the absolute best customer service. Get out of the grab-and-go box stores and come talk to a knowledgeable firearms specialist. The good guys at Bastiani Arms are real gun enthusiasts with 2 full-time gunsmiths on hand 5 days a week. Right now, Bastiani Arms is stocked up on hard to find ammo, 30-30, 38 Special, and 44 Magnum. More people than ever are exercising their rights to conceal and carry a firearm. Seth Stoke has over 20 years' experience in firearms and offers CCW classes, women-only CCW classes, and hunter education. Bastiani Arms has everything you need for firearms, and they appreciate you shopping local. Bastiani Arms, on the corner of Larkspur Lane and Wall Street in Reading. Join the revolution.
In the 40s, Reading Cab and Yellow Cab merged, and Reading Yellow Cab was born. A lot has changed since then. The town has more than tripled in size, and so have they. Through the decades, they've served Reading with generations of trustworthy drivers, family men and women, treating their customers with the respect and professionalism they'd expect for their own families. When you need to get to or from the airport or the train station, perhaps, Reading Yellow Cab is there for you. When you need a safe ride home, need to do some shopping, or want someone to shop for you, call Reading Yellow Cab at 222-1234.
Charlie Brown, Snoopy, and the whole Peanuts gang are coming to Turtle Bay. Starting February 5th, Peanuts Naturally will bring Peanuts comic strips, videos, and objects and interactive stations to Turtle Bay. Learn how Charles Schulz explored the natural world through the Peanuts and see what kind of misadventures the gang gets into. Presented by Record Searchlight and Dennis and Cheryl Bambauer, and organized by the Charles M. Schulz Museum. For park hours and information, visit turtlebay.org. Turtle Bay Exploration Park. Isn't it wonderful?
National news with a local view. KCNR 14.
Tell me why I don't like Mondays.
Tell me why
I don't like Mondays.
Tell me why
I don't like Mondays.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on
Tell
KCNR 1460. Did you bring Randy Smith in here?
Dr. Randy Smith? We love Randy Smith to come in and talk about what's going on with the trails.
I know, but he starts at 8 o'clock. You just kind of just drug him in here when I was going to do it.
I did bring him in here.
You did bring him in here. So good morning there, Dr. Smith.
Well, good morning. It was raining outside, and I just decided to come in.
Standing here by yourself. Let me talk about something else before.
Sure.
Just a couple other things.
No, it's not quite 8 o'clock, so you have to vent.
Right. So this is, it's not even venting. This is the Vietnam Veterans Welcome Home was Saturday, and it looked like it was a really a great event. Something that was put on here by our local Vietnam Veterans Group. Association, and so they buried 19 unclaimed remains up there at MIAP up at IGO that day, and the MIAP, of course, Missing in America Project, is they find the remains of those veterans, and they have to be designated this by the VA, and they go back through their Social Security number and all this, and they find them. If they are a veteran and they're unclaimed, and there's literally hundreds of thousands of unclaimed cremains of people because, you know, they move away from the families. Maybe they are homeless. Maybe their family just died and nobody claims them. So they bury them with honors, with full military honors. And so a big shout out, of course, to MIAP. And they've been recognized nationally and all that, but they had that and then they had their get together. The other thing happened was, and this is the first year I was associated with it, and I'm just in awe. It is the National Wild Turkey Federation's Junior Hunt. The Redding chapter started out here in Redding, nationally recognized. The head of this, the one that started it, Ted Leidy, a good friend of mine, was recognized in Chattanooga, or not Chattanooga, they took him back to Nashville, recognized him at the national meeting for getting juniors out to start hunting. Well, I have my junior, and her name was Marissa, and her dad, Dan, came out. And we went out to a ranch out past Inwood, out in the big valley out
Saturday
there.
Saturday morning, 4 o'clock a.m.
Oh, I left at 4.
Carl was in camo.
Yeah. And you should see me later because I camoed my face.
Painted his face and went out in the woods with
Marissa and her dad.
To turkey.
And then, so we sat down in this area, and it was, and then at noon we all met back. And there's 21 hunters, 21 mentors or guides and their families. And the other people. And the guy, you know, Dill's Deli, I can't say enough about him. And he's just, you know, he's also a big, you know, big into this. And he provides food. He provided food for everybody. Mike over at Dill's Deli. And a great, great person he is. And then, but Ted having this whole thing put together, finding every one of these, try to find 21 ranches around here that will let you hunt. First of all, most of the land around here on these farmers or ranchers is leased. It's very rare to find just a ranch out there that's just not leased because people will pay $10,000 to hunt their land. And this is just kind of like found money for a farmer or a ranch out there, and that can help pay for, you know, make up some differences in taxes and all that. So it's difficult to do that, but Ted did. And what he does is even people that have got leased land, he'll say, can I bring a junior hunter out there? That's the only one. And most every one of them will say yes.
What's the youngest?
Oh, I don't know. I think it can be 12 to 15.
Okay.
So they're 12-year-olds. I had a 13-year-old. Marissa was 13. So we go out there and we sit on the side of a hill and it's wet because it's raining so much. It was a perfect day Saturday, but the water is still streaming down the hills there. So we sat on pads, got up there, and we sit there. And you get there when it's dark, walk across the field, get into the creek, get out of the creek, get over there, get set up, put the deeks out. And then you just wait, and you don't move. You just sit there. Well, when it's dark and they're not making sounds, you can move around.
Deeks mean decoys.
Decoys, right. Set those out. And the first thing is you start hearing gobbling. So you kind of give a little cluck sound. Let them know we're down here. And then as they just all of a sudden, here they come. There's like 30 or 40 of them off in our peripheral vision there, and we're both watching. We're waiting. And then a turkey flies into a tree over us. She had seen something, or maybe not. Maybe she just kind of flew there. But now she's looking down at us. And it's like, don't move.
You've been spotted.
Don't move. There's one behind us. Don't move. Okay. So
can they smell human?
No, they have a rotten. If they had a sense of smell, nobody would ever kill a turkey ever because their hearing and their eyes are so good. But if they could smell, that's it. I mean, there'd be, you know what? You would have turkeys in your backyard. There'd be so many turkeys. Anyway, and then she starts this little buck, buck, bucking sound, which says, there's something not right here. And you could watch the turkey stay 70 yards away from us, just like this, while they're grazing across. And so I make a couple more sounds. And then I got pretty good, because here comes, it's still early. The toms are still, you know, the hens are not interested yet. They're still out there kind of having a good time. The toms are interested, but the hens aren't. So these two hens come over, and they 50 yards, 40 yards away, and they're looking at us. And you try not to move for 20 minutes. Try that one time. Just sit in a place. I don't care how comfortable you are, and it wasn't comfortable, and try not to move while these two turkeys were looking at us going,
Which means?
This
coffee.
Was more the hello. I see the decoys, hello. And then they kind of looked at each other. And then the rest of the turkeys are all now looking at us. Now we have 150 sets of eyes on us. Well, let me tell you. One went up. They all go up. But they didn't go far. They just went up in the air and just kind of came down. But that is the closest they came to us all morning. So I'm looking at them, and I'm watching. I'm thinking, okay, they're going to go down there, and they're going to circle around and come up by us. And just, you know, because, you know, there wasn't any around. So we got up, and we moved around a little bit, and I've got my binos out. I'm seeing them down on the other end of the field. So we're getting settling back down again.
Binoculars.
And I'm sitting down, and then I look over, and there's her dad going, he's kind of pointing. And I'm like, okay, I know, they're coming. Well, no, what he was pointing at was this big Tom had come down behind on the other side where you couldn't see him and kind of come up, kind of looked up over. I don't like this either. Turned around and trotted back out. So there we were. 4 hours. Didn't do anything. But there were 7 turkeys shot that day, and everybody had a great time. It was a great time. Thank you, Ted Leidy, for what you did. We'll be right back after these messages with Dr. Randy Smith.
KCNR, Shasta Redding.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Bob Agnew. President Obama beginning his first full day in Cuba on his historic trip. Cuba expert Tom Pacone of the Brookings Institution says the president is wise in planning to talk about what the countries have in common instead of what separates
them. That takes away the sting of the, you know, bad.
Holds a series of meetings with President Raul Castro. Republican National Committee Chairman Reince Priebus telling CBS's This Morning he thinks a contested convention is looking more likely. Allegations that violence has broken out at some Donald Trump rallies.
Claim to go around. I think party leaders on both sides need to denounce violence. I certainly have.
Priebus adds party officials are trying to be transparent, in his words, to take the mystery away from what an open convention will look like. Many in New England breathing a sigh of relief that a snowstorm on the first full day of spring was not quite as bad as expected. National Weather Service forecaster Greg Galena says snow is in the forecast over parts of Rhode Island and Massachusetts.
Pretty narrow swath, but a heavy swath of snow, anywhere from 4 to 8 inches, effectively hitting southeast Rhode Island all the way through like Plymouth. And out on the outer fringes, you'll still see probably four to six up towards.
Only 3 or 4 inches of snow had fallen by this morning, even though some forecasts had been predicting as much as 10 inches. Motorists getting some bad news as they fill up at the gas station of late. The average price of gasoline on the way up on the high and low end of the spectrum.
In this panel of cities in the lower 48, Los Angeles is again the high, 272, and Newark, New Jersey is $1.66 for regular.
That is oil industry analyst Troby Lundberg. Stocks off to a mixed start as the market comes off its fifth straight week of gains. Right now, though, it's mostly negative territory. The Dow down about 34 points. The high-tech NASDAQ down by 8. S&P 500 right now down by 5. More on these stories from townhall.com.
Do you have a family member who's getting older and can no longer be safely left alone? With Visiting Angels, America's Choice in Senior Home Care, your parents and older family members can continue living at home and not have to move into a nursing home. Experienced, compassionate caregivers provide assistance in hygiene, meal preparation, and light housework up to 24 hours per day at affordable rates. To restore your family's peace of mind, call Visiting Angels toll-free today at 877-374-LIVE or at visitingangels.com.
QL1, this is Control. Does Rocket Mortgage require me to come in and speak with someone?
Negative, Control. With Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans, you can go through the entire mortgage process on your own and completely online.
Copy that, QL1, but if I wanted to speak to someone, do you think they're out there?
They're out there, all right. Their award-winning client service is beyond anything I've ever experienced.
3, 2, 1.
Rocket Mortgage at QuickenLoans.com. Push button, get mortgage.
Rocket.
Equal housing lender, licensed in all 50 states, NMLSConsumerAccess.org, number 3030.
Nissan is expanding a recall of 2014 Rogue vehicles to fix a fuel pump problem that can prevent the engine from starting or cause the engine to stop while it's being driven.
The expanded recall affects over 46,500 vehicles manufactured between July 25, 2013 and June 7, 2014. Nissan says the affected fuel pumps have nickel plating that can flake and create loose particles, which interfere with the pump's operation. While the problem is more likely to prevent the engine from starting, Nissan says it could result in a crash if the engine stops while driving.
As correspondent Jeremy House, federal health officials have approved a new injectable drug to treat patients who have been exposed to anthrax. The Food and Drug Administration says it approved Anthem on Friday to treat inhalation anthrax, which can cause serious injury, even death. The government has been funding development and production of therapies as anthrax is seen as a potential weapon of bioterrorists. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. While many of the nation's universities are considered bastions of liberal thought, the University of Colorado Joshua Dunn says there are opportunities for conservative educators.
In many respects, they felt they were held to a higher standard, that they did have to be bulletproof when they went out for tenure. But they also thought that there were some advantages for them by being held to that standard. It made their scholarship better. It made them better teachers.
Dunn was interviewed by the Salem Radio Network. A man who authorities say struck an off-duty Chicago police officer with a baseball bat last night is hospitalized with gunshot wounds. Police say the 32-year-old suspect hit the veteran officer multiple times. The U.S. Supreme Court will not hear a dispute over a U.S. Postal Service regulation that bans guns from post office property and adjacent parking lots. The justices today let stand an appeals court ruling that said the Second Amendment right to bear arms does not extend to government buildings or the parking areas that serve them. More details at townhall.com. From Washington, I'm Bob Agnew.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl Lindebaugh. This Monday morning, the 21st of March. It is 5 minutes after the hour of 8 right here at KCNR 1460. Phone lines are 605-4567. Grab your phone, put it in your lap. I'm sure you're going to be wanting to call during this hour. We're streaming live at KCNR1460.com all over the world.
Currently 54 degrees in the downtown studios. Our forecast calls for heavy rain today with our detailed forecast. Showers with thunderstorms all possible this afternoon. Some of the storms could produce heavy rainfall near 56 are high. South wind 10 to 18 miles per hour with gusts up to 25 miles per hour. New rainfall amounts between half and three quarters of an inch possible. Tomorrow calls for a chance of rain with our highs of 49. Tuesday, chance of rain again with 42. Wednesday, mostly sunny with our temperatures up to 67. And Wednesday night calls for partly clouded with a low around 46. Now, the weather is brought to you each and every day by Shasta Gas Propane, where our customers are warm friends. Locally owned and operated, where they give senior and veteran discounts. Give them a call at 365-3793. Now let's go to the phones, Bob. We've got Rally Sally on talking about what's happening with the Tea Party tonight.
Hi, yes, good morning. We have Gary Kent coming to speak to us tonight and letting us know what's going on with the city. There's a lot going on with the city, and it's important to be informed about what's going on in the city, particularly if you live within the city limits. And even if you don't, those things will affect you as well.
Okay, so Gary Cadd's going to be there. Of course, Gary Cadd's also running for city council, rerunning for a seat on the city council. And
yes,
he is a staunch conservative when it comes to spending money. So I expect that he will be glad to explain a little bit more about unfunded liabilities and the fact that you cannot have chickens in the city of Reading.
He will, and we're encouraging everybody to come on out, and we will give him time to have those questions answered. And reminding everybody that we are at a new location. We are now meeting at Shasta Bible College, which is 2951 Goodwater Avenue.
Yeah, it's out there. Oh, you can see it off the freeway. When you're, or 44.
That's all Hartnell.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
And it's Hartnell, but you can see the back of the Bible, or the it's Bible College.
Yes,
okay.
And we will have a sign out.
All right, good. All right, Gary Kaz there tonight. It's a good chance to listen to what's going on. Thanks
right,
for a lot,
thank
Sally.
Thank you so much.
Thanks,
6
Sally.
O'clock tonight.
Mm-hmm.
6 o'clock. Okay, thank you. Hey, this portion of the show is brought to you by Mighty Fine Foods, locally owned and operated by father and son Ed and Kyle DeFore. Not only that, but Kyle's got just the greatest sports show ever on Tuesday nights. Right,
covering
here
a lot of local games.
Oh, and he's and he does the
high school.
He does Colt 45s. He does high school football. He does it all here. But that's got nothing to do with the fact, except he is really a fine person and a person with a great work ethic, and that's what Mighty Fine Foods is. A full deli and butcher shop. You get breakfast and lunch there, over 1,000 different drinks, including 250 different kinds of beer.
Mm-hmm.
That means you could have a different beer.
Almost.
Well, you could have a different beer almost every day from all over the world, if you think about it. Just, you know, just one. I'm not saying to overindulge, Or you could have a weekend and touch all. you could drink your way through Europe in one weekend, and Asia the next, and then, you know, maybe there's even the States. You know, that could be a long 2 months. Anyway, but all of this at Mighty Fine Foods on the corner of 299 and Deschutes Road. It's your one-stop shop on the way to the lake.
And also on the way to the gun range.
On the way to the gun range. But here's the other thing. It's local. They can meet or beat other prices you'll see in town in the big box stores because they have their own people doing this. Hires over 20 people. Let's keep those, you know, keep that in mind when you're going shopping. Mighty Fine Foods. Okay, we're here with Dr. Randy Smith, who is the king of all volunteers.
He's a founder and member and allied stream team of the Rotary Club of Reading. How's that?
Big title.
Welcome to the show, Dr. Randy Smith.
We're here to talk about water. Now, just some facts and figures that are running past us right now. We're only 23 feet from the top of Mount Shasta. We'd be in real trouble then from the Shasta Dam. That there's 11,500,000,000 gallons of water is being released every hour. That's, you know, that's 7 million gallons per minute. Is that right, Bob? He's looking
yeah,
this
Ren,
all up.
The release is about 17,000 cubic feet per second, 7 gallons to a cubic foot. So I just ran the math.
Okay, which means then is that you could fill 4 swimming pools in 1 second, an average size swimming pool at that rate. And we're here.
And it's all being flushed out to the ocean. No wonder the oceans are rising.
Well, but Randy, what you're doing here, I mean, and the water is very important as far as that, the let out. But you're really big into cleaning the streams and the waterways that surround the Reading area.
Well, Reading is the headwaters. Since they built Shasta Dam, there isn't any natural ability of any anadromous fish or any other creature to use the river get to ancestral spawning grounds. So you have to think of the 35 named streams in Reading as if they were precious, which they are, and take the place of, or could, all the water that is between here and the Oregon border that used to be available to these creatures. And so what we're trying to do, what we have been the last decade or so, trying to open these places so that people can better appreciate what they are and improve them so that anadromous fish have at least some small vestige remnant of what was available to them in hundreds of miles now locked up behind Shasta Dam.
The work that you do here and the getting the other people together on the dam, the river, and the and how people are abusing this is has been, I've followed it now for, how long have I lived here? 8 years, something like that. And I see you on the, every time somebody mentions something, your name is in this. How did you get involved in this?
Well, when I ran for medicine 18 years ago, there was a lot of opportunity and still ability to become useful. And I always had a, because I was locked in an
You ran for medicine?
Because I was locked in an operating room, I was not able to get outdoors. And so the door was then open to me to become useful outside. And I think the work that's been done, the reason that I'm really here is not to proselytize people. Usually when I'm here, I'm looking for more volunteers. But this time, it's basically with Easter week coming and spring here to encourage people to use places that have been recovered that they may not even know about. And it gives them a chance to see and experience places as well as the water entitlement that's going downstream because they'll be very close to it. And they can appreciate what's happening in the natural world where even just a few weeks ago, you couldn't even go. You couldn't even venture there because of the intrusion of non-native plants which have been ablated and removed by volunteers.
Okay. Hey, we're going to take a quick break here. We're with Dr. Randy Smith. We're talking about the new place or the places that have been here for so long but you never could get to before because they were just overgrown.
Well, let's talk about those when we get back.
We will. And this portion of the show is brought to you by Tobacco and Brew. 2143 Hilltop Drive. It's your place for great coffee and more at Espresso Joe's with brews and coffee by the pound to sell and to buy. everything you could possibly want when it comes to coffee, tea, coffee makers, beer, wine, and more at Espresso Joe's. And veterans always get discounts at Espresso Joe's. And then walk next door to the finest tobacco emporium here in Northern California. And they are having a big cigar event, Tobacco and Brew is, on March the 31st from Thursday, 4 p.m. to 7 p.m. at the store. It'll be featuring My Father's Cigars, the number one rated cigar of 2015. And we will have the whole cigar line there. They're going to have a, you know, this is always a big event there at Tobacco and Brew. And again, it's going to be March the 31st from 4 p.m. to 7 p.m. Now, it's located, again, at 2143 Hilltop Drive. It's a better-known store, and they do a lot for our community. Tobacco and Brew. We'll be right back after these messages with Dr. Randy Smith. It's 8:15 in the morning here on March the 21st, Monday.
Have you ever had your vehicle in a shop for a collision repair? When you called to check on it, did no one seem to know anything about it? Don Seck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. Did you feel like a number when you were given canned rhetoric or generalization not specific to your vehicle? Although we are recognized as an authority in frame and suspension repair, we are primarily an auto body and truck collision repair center. When you select Coachmaster, we will tell you exactly how we are going to repair your vehicle. You will know the person in charge and get direct answers to your questions and follow-up phone calls, because every vehicle is personal to us. With our knowledge of the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to get started quickly. A reputation for excellent service and high-quality repairs takes years to build, and we intend to keep it. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
Redding Kia has temporarily moved.
Not very far, just a couple hundred yards to the west.
So they can build a new and bigger and better showroom and service facility for you.
It's been a long time coming, and it's going to be incredible when it's completed.
Redding Kia has temporarily moved to 380 East Cypress while they build their new facility. So let's have a move-in sale.
All 2016 Kia Sorentos, 16 Kia Optimas, Fortes, Sportages, Souls, and Rios are priced to move.
Make no payments for 90 days on new 16 Optimas and Sorentos, Redding's go-to fun vehicle.
0% financing available on certain models.
Complimentary lifetime oil changes and tire rotations with every new car purchased.
And America's best warranty.
Head them up. Move them out. Come on in.
Subject to prior sale, ends April 1st. Must finance through Kia Motors Finance for 0% offer, plus tax, license, government fees, any dealer documentation fees, and any emission testing charges.
Well done.
Redding Kia has temporarily moved.
Redding Kia, 380 East Cypress Avenue, YouTube, Facebook, and RedingKia.com.
Don't miss the moving sale at Redding Kia.
Hi, I'm John Scape, owner of Properties by Merit. We specialize both in residential and commercial real estate. Whether you're looking to buy or sell, call us today at 338-2112. At Properties by Merit, we help your real estate dreams become reality. Visit our website at pbmerit.com or call today, 338-2112.
Properties by Merit is California Corporation licensed by the California Bureau of Real Estate. California BRE license number 019-45816.
Hi, this is Kyle DeFore with the NorCal Sports Hour. Tune in every Tuesday at 6 here on KCNR 1460 for all things Warriors, Kings, A's, Giants, Niners, and Raiders, as well as all your local high school standouts. Get your NorCal Sports Fix every Tuesday at 6 on the NorCal Sports Hour here on KCNR 1460 and KCNR1460.com.
KCNR, 1460 AM, the most local programming in Northern California.
Burning for doctor.
Oh, to Dr. Randy Smith, yes, who's our guest this morning here on KCNR 1460. Love taking your calls, too.
Welcome back.
Have a question, we're going to be talking a lot of interesting things about trails and water and river and lakes and streams, that stuff around it that have been uncovered.
This portion of the show brought to you by Alliance Heating and Air. I tell you what, voted best in the North State in 2015. There was a good reason for it. They are the best in the North State. That's why. Alliance Heating and Air, better known business. Martin and his people just do outstanding work. If you've got an emergency, they are there for you until it gets fixed. Treat you like family. We use Alliance Heating and Air. Bad Bob uses Alliance Heating and Air. And they are the ones you want to turn to. Warranties, guarantees, they got it all. They can work on any kind of machinery that you have, any type of cooling or heating system. Give them a call at 221-2642 or check out their website at homecomfort.org, Alliance Heating and Air. Our guest, as Linda said, is Dr. Randy Smith, and we're talking about the riversides and the areas to get into, how they're different. And it's springtime; it's time to get out.
Exactly.
And there's been a lot of work being done out there.
Yes, we're finally turning the corner on what I think has been a long journey away from incredible overburden of non-native vegetation that prevented people from even seeing the river. We have two trails, North and South Sacramento River Trail, where vast pieces of that long distance, some 6.5 miles, you could not even see the river, which was only sometimes 20 feet away. Now, but that's not true anymore.
Now, what was the main reason people couldn't see it?
Because of the intrusion of Himalayan blackberry primarily, but also Spanish broom, also ailanthus forests and black locust trees, which are non-native to this area, had sprung up over time since the smelter wars about 100 years ago. And so when this property no longer was able to be cleansed annually by the river when the dam was built,
uh-huh,
these plants had a chance to set up housekeeping in what had been what's called a riparian savanna, grass and big trees. That's all that was along the immediate floodplain of the Sacramento River in the distant past.
And this is because the river would come up, it would flood out, it would take out everything. It was their version of having a fire come through there.
Well, and then we did, before we started to play with Smokey the Bear,
yeah,
in the summer, those fires did no damage. They were grass fires, and they went boom by the trees, and they didn't do a thing except take out the grass and the leaves and small branches.
Would move fast through the area, and then they'd be gone, nothing damaged except the bad things.
But hey, you didn't have the ladder fuels then.
Yeah.
No, we don't. Now we have, we didn't have the ladder fuels because the river took that out in the wintertime. Anything, the Great Flood of 1940, for an example, and I've seen this picture, so I know it's real. The level of the water was at the deck of the Disselhorst Bridge.
Oh, my gosh.
So when you're talking about water of that height and that power, you don't have anything hanging around.
No, everything's gone.
There were 30 Disselhorst Auto Camp cabins taken to San Francisco in that storm. One hung up in a tree.
Wow.
They were all removed.
And people, if you've not been around a flood area, you just have no idea
the power
of that water. It hit Camp Pendleton. And it moved, I forget how many tactical vehicles down this dry riverbed that was almost always dry. But when it hit that year, it hit that. And it moved a couple of helicopters, and there were a lot of people upset about this. And so it's the amount of power in it is unbelievable.
That's right.
So, okay, so then we dammed the river.
Then we put this big concrete structure, which has been as well as safety thing to prevent the flooding, as well as the water that we need,
mm-hmm,
as well as recreation. It's there, but not without controversy.
True.
So people will talk about the water being released now, and one of the things I learned this weekend after I became extremely upset with what was going on was some of that pulse release, which is coming down now, was to cleanse the gravel in the river, which the salmon will not use if it has been covered with algae.
Right.
And so some of the pulse flow that was released Saturday and Sunday was to get that gravel stirred up and moved around, as it naturally would have been in previous floods.
Right.
But when the river is at 3,500 cubic feet per second, nothing happens.
Right. Even though it seems like a lot.
Well, it does, but it isn't much
on the river. But it isn't much in the river.
The salmon have to have 1.5 to 3 inch gravel, and it doesn't move at 3,500.
Right.
But it does move at 20,000. And it doesn't move very far, but it moves enough and rolls around so that the algae that the fish really don't like because it destroys the eggs,
mm-hmm,
is taken off, and the gravel beds are clean. So hopefully when the new arrivals come, they'll have a fresh home, some of which the Glen Calusa Irrigation District has just done under the North Market Street Bridge. If anybody saw that, 85,000 cubic yards of gravel were machined and groomed and placed there by the Glen Calusa Irrigation District 2 weeks ago.
Wow.
And it's really going to be a spectacular new area because these fish are not territorial. If there's a nest, they'll have another nest right next door. But sometimes they have to go 20 miles to find another suitable place.
Right.
Where the current, the temperature, the gravel.
It's very, I mean, yeah, you would think that water's water, but it's not.
No, not for them.
Not for them.
And so if you can machine a place, you could have, in that place that they just built, you could have several hundred nests. And reds, it's called.
Yeah.
Like they did for Painter's Riffle below last year below the 44 bridge, those places are spectacularly successful. And there should be, in my opinion, there should be a grooming and machining going on all the way between here and Red Bluff.
Oh, yeah.
Because that's what we owe the resource from which we extracted Shasta Dam's water impoundment, because we lost all that habitat all the way to Alturas. And so that's one of the things. But as far as the what's going on with people getting out and seeing what is there, I want people to know that there are public lands between here and Anderson, belong to the city of Redding, in the county of Shasta, namely Riverland.
Riverland Open Space. Tell us about Riverland.
Riverland Open Space is about 60 acres of land that the city acquired in the middle 1980s. And it is the gateway to over 200 acres of Bureau of Land Management property upstream from there. It's just south of Knighton Road. You get off at Knighton Road and turn right and then immediately left and go to Riverland Drive. And the fence is well marked. The open space has a big sign now, and people are encouraged to go there because there are two very important things going on there right today and very recently. There was a big open house Saturday where 160 fruit trees were planted on the Hope Farms, which is Providence International's answer to this horrible vagrant problem that we have. Put people to work growing food rather than just doing nothing. And so Riverland Farms, or Hope Farms at Riverland Open Space, is a good share of that property, which is under a 15-year lease from the city of Reading to Providence International. But along the exterior south border of that property is a riparian trail that connects to the BLM's property. So people could spend a whole day and not see all of what is down there that they aren't even aware of, that they don't even know what exists. And it's in many places. The Centurion Oaks there are the same trees that the First Nation people were harvesting acorns under. The same trees, not the same kinds of trees, but the very same trees where they buried their people, where they caught their fish, where they lived for eons on this BLM parcel.
On this land right here in Redding?
Right here in Shasta County.
In Shasta County. Now, that's what I meant, Shasta County. Now, that included clearing all that away, all the non-native undergrowth that was there, and it
Spanish broom,
the Spanish broom, and the blackberries, and all that, and that was all cleared away there.
Well, correct? Riverland has substantial populations of Himalayan blackberry and ailanthus.
Right.
The broom is further upstream. We'll talk about that in a minute.
Okay.
But both of them are substantial barriers to human activity because they're confluent and they don't allow people through, and as well, they're sterile because they're non-natives. They don't our native population of mammals and birds don't find them useful or attractive because they're not part of the natural environment to which they're habituated. So, and thirdly, frankly, they are supreme fire hazards. You can start. I can go out in this rain with a match and I can get a good fire going very quickly in Himalayan blackberry and Spanish broom without any need for any accelerant. Just a match. And in July, you don't need anything but a spark, and you've got a bomb.
Right, because once it starts, and, you know, and this is not to change the subject, but the amount of because nobody has allowed fires to go through there, and they won't allow you to clear out areas The firefighters are having to use different methods. These fires get so hot so fast and move so fast. They're having to move lines. They're having to, I mean, it is just a matter of, it's why we're seeing so many injuries, too, of firefighters, because it just moves so fast
on
them.
Absolutely true. And the tons per acre are so extreme. The fire that was down outside of Yosemite has very good documentation from the University of California at Berkeley, because there was a team in there studying this 100 years ago. And there was a team in there studying it 2 years ago when the fire went off, and they have calculations on how many tons per acre there were then and how many there are now. It's astronomically different.
And you talk about carbon going into the atmosphere?
Oh.
I mean, it is, you know, it's, you might as well have a volcano go off as have these fires like we have.
They are moving volcanoes.
Yes. Okay, we're with Dr. Randy Smith, who knows, I mean, the amount of knowledge this man has and is imparting to us in just a little bit about the rivers and all this. But, I mean, we've gotten into salmon and what is, you know, why we're not doing this, because salmon is one of the reasons that people come to Northern California to Redding, because we got some of the best fishing ever right here.
And in, also in the, to learn in, about, you know, the Riverland,
yeah,
the Riverland
the,
open space. That's going to be a new
thing.
We need to explore that.
Yes, because they've cleared it out, and now people can see what it used to look like with trees that were had been here for hundreds of years. That not new ones, but ones that were here before any white people ever came through here. All right, we're going to be right back. It's 8:30 in the morning here on Monday, the 21st of March. 50 degrees, going up to 57 today. Weather report's always brought to you by Shasta Gas and Propane. 605-4567. There's a lot of people asking questions in the chat room here, but what? Give us a call. 605-4567 if you have a question for Dr. Smith. We'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
NorCal Limousine Services is a family-owned business right here in Redding. We offer beautiful limousines and sedans with rates starting as low as $55 per hour. Do you have kids? We have amazing birthday packages for as low as $150. Sure, they can jump around all day or enjoy a memorable birthday they will talk about for years to come with NorCal Limousine. Driving to any of the major airports from Redding can be a drag. Ride with us in style and avoid the long drive and parking fees. We service the Sacramento and San Francisco airports as well as all the cruise lines.
Hello, my name is Jamie, the owner of NorCal Limousine, and I have over 14 years in experience in the limousine industry. I know how to treat you right and will always be discreet. If you have never rented a limo before, you should give us a call at 276-8851. It's more affordable than you think and a whole lot more fun than driving yourself.
Like our Facebook, check out our Yelp reviews, and mention KCNR for additional savings. That's NorCal Limousine at 276-8851 or NorCalLimo.com. TCP 31143.
Jay Leno, Saturday, March 26th, 8 p.m., Reading Civic Auditorium.
Police say an 84-year-old man pepper sprayed a security guard during a dispute at a retirement community bingo game in Florida. The old guy said he was fed up, said he told the security guard he had it up to here, and that was just his pants, okay? That wasn't even counting his pants up to here.
Buy tickets at the box office by calling 530-229-0022 or online at readingcivic.com. Presented by Reading Civic Auditorium.
Each Saturday at 9 o'clock, it's the Ron Largent Show, talking about Reading. And we have great community sponsors.
Chronic Disaster Services, they do it all. Zach Bay at State Farm Insurance, your good neighbor in Reading.
James Luna at Gold Star Mortgage, and Trinity Termite. They get those bugs. Each week, we cover many interesting topics. Our goal is to inform you of what's happening. So tune in each Saturday at 9 o'clock to keep informed. The Ron Largent Show. It's the happening place.
KCNR, 1460 AM, the most local programming in Northern California.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Devon. Good morning. 7 years of this. 605-4567 is our phone number, and we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. This portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop right off of Athens Avenue. Take a step back in time for the best haircut you're going to find anywhere in Northern California. Man's Last Stronghold, discounts for seniors and veterans. It's a veteran-owned business. It's where I go. It's where Bad Bob goes. It's where Rob Pelletti goes. It's where Rick Hill goes. And by the way, we saw that movie last night, The Big Short. I was just astounded. We're going to talk about that someday. I'm going to get a banker in here or somebody to talk about The Big Short, because if that was even halfway true, boy, did the United States public, did we get screwed.
Yeah.
Wow.
You know, because we believed
in the system.
We believed in the system, and we believed people who took care that the government and the people caring for us financially, we had to believe them.
Yeah.
They were kind of somewhat father figures. Not anymore.
Not anymore. Okay. But speaking of father figures, we're right here with Dr. Randy Smith,
yes,
who does things out of the goodness of his heart and fights for the rights of us to go be able and be able to enjoy this, our rivers, our riparian meadows by the rivers, and the things he does there. And we were just talking about Riverland that is down there with lots of trees, orchard being planted down there and cleared out, where you can walk down under the trees where no non-Native Americans were, and they've been there for that long, with the area being fished and used for so many different events that we don't do anymore.
Right, and the BLM property that's down there that's managed by the Bureau of Land Management is one of the most spectacular pieces in Shasta County, because it has bluffs, small areas and meadows, and a climax forest. So without Riverland, Inspiration Trail, that is the city land connecting from Riverland Drive to the BLM, the land would be approachable only by the river, because it's surrounded by private property otherwise, and you'd be trespassing. But with the access provided by Riverland Open Space, you can get to and enjoy the BLM property 7 days a week, 365 days a year, from sunrise to sunset.
Wow.
And that's only one of the spectacular places that has been recently opened up by basically by the work of volunteers.
It's all volunteers doing this.
Yes.
Right.
Henderson Open Space is another example of a property here closer to home in the middle of Reading, 300 yards from City Hall, at the south end or the south side of the Cypress Avenue Bridge.
And this is where the new Dignity...
The new Dignity Health Wellness Center is located at the northeast portion of the Henderson Open Space, and it's commonly thought that Dignity is intruding on the open space. Only a very small part of the 35 acres is involved in Dignity at all. What the city will get, what the people will receive for the small amount, 2 acres, that's being considered for sale, they will get 24/7 security, which is very badly needed, because this area is notorious for its drug dealing and for its vagrant population. And once Dignity establishes a wellness center there, you will have security you don't have today, and is very badly needed. As well, you will have Dignity making a signature statement on the river, showing us how a parking lot should look, rather than just an asphalt plain at 150 degrees in the summer. It will have canopied native trees. It will have a bioswale to protect runoff. It will have the kinds of things with solar lighting that we need to be thinking about when somebody says, oh, yeah, I'm going to have a parking lot in Reading. Then they'll have to go down to Dignity's Wellness Center to see how it should be built.
Solar lighting, what a great idea that is. It saves money, it saves natural resources, the whole thing. But also, when we get into this, and one of the problems that you've been fighting now for years especially in the last 4 or 5 years, is the people along the river, the illegal encampments along the river.
Yes.
Is it, have they had a what kind of impact have they had on the river, would you
well,
say?
You know, it's difficult to evaluate that, but when we get anecdotal stories from river guides who bring people who have substantial resources, like from Boston and from New Orleans and from Miami, that fly in here for a four-day fishing trip, and they write back and say, I'm never coming to Redding again because I saw people fornicating on the riverbank. Or when they float by and they see a refrigerator that was tossed in there, or they see a TV set that was thrown off the bridge, or they see people camping along the river, then they say, well, now, wait a minute. Does this town care about its river, or does it not? So what we're trying to show with volunteer stewardship is that the city does care, and that the city does have the ability within its means, especially now that City Projects, an arm of Bethel, is here. We do have a cadre of people who are concerned, motivated, and willing.
Well, Bethel has a group of people they put out almost every day, I think.
They put out...
Maybe it's on the weekends.
They put out during 20 weeks during the school session, of the 20 of the weeks during the school session, on Thursday afternoon and Friday, a workforce of 1,200 people.
Wow.
Every
week.
1,200
people
divided into cadres of about 50, and you can't believe the transformation that they have made in the last 3 years.
Wow!
their little cart, if you see it rolling around town, has over $100,000 of tools in it, and they bought that all with their tuition dollars, because if they don't have tools, then they're just barehanded when they get out there. It has vests
and
gloves.
And this is the Bethel. Is this their college? Or
this is their school.
School of ministry. Then when they do, that's probably outreach program.
That's where their outreach.
Yes.
Well, let's go to the phones. Dale, you're live. Do you have a question for our guest? Good morning.
Good morning, Randy. Thanks for everything you do for our town. Our whole community owes you a huge amount of gratitude. And I kind of wanted to chime in back on this illegal encampments just destroying our waterways and the city of Redding's complete refusal to deal with it. In what civilized society does somebody find somebody destroying the environment and hands them a notice and says, keep doing this for 7 more days?
Well, those decisions that came from the Fresno and the Love decision and handed down by the federal court, the city is bound to follow, lest it find itself encumbered by unbelievable lawsuits. So the 7-day regulation came, and I have to tell you, as far as the river is concerned, it does not apply. But not being an attorney and being a volunteer, I have never been able to get this inculcated into the people who manage what's going on around here. The Fresno decision was based on a non-floodplain constitutional taking of property. So the due process of the 14th Amendment and the 4th Amendment, which guarantees people the right to illegal search and seizure and illegal confiscation, does not apply to the Harbors and Navigation Act of 1899, which says that anybody who disposes of anything on the floodplain of a natural navigable stream or river of these United States loses title to that property the moment it strikes the ground. If you drop a diamond ring in the Henderson open space in the floodplain and somebody behind you picks it up, you do not own that ring anymore. The person who picked it up does. So the Harbors and Navigation Act, which has been all the way to the U.S. Supreme Court millions of times almost, is not up for any kind of argument or question, and most of the Henderson debauchery as far as litter applies there under that statute. And it does not apply to the Love decision, nor of Illinois, nor the Fresno decision of California. And that's all I know.
Exactly. Well, you know a lot more than apparently our city attorney.
Than all of us.
He wants. You know, even San Francisco only gives a 72-hour notice, and we're given 7 days. And it's just getting to be ridiculous. Like you said, we're losing tourism by the gross.
Well, you know, the thing is, I floated down the Sac fishing also. And
last year.
This past summer. And everything that I didn't see people out there, getting it on, but there was lots of people out there. And the fact is we do make a lot of money off the river. When I say that, in the right sense, is that tourism comes here. It's got little environmental impact, yet it brings lots of money to our area. And if we chase people away because of what's on the sides of the river, we are destroying a natural asset we have that's absolutely beautiful. And two, we're hurting ourselves because for some reason, like you brought up, Dale, and as Randy has so completely explained, for no reason. Anyway, thanks a lot for your phone call, Dale.
Thanks again, Randy, for everything you do.
Yeah. Thank you.
And you know what? I'm glad he said that because we were going to say that too. But Randy doesn't – it's not like Randy is getting paid $100,000 a year to be a professional volunteer. Dr. Randy Smith does this for the love of the environment and the love of this river and streams. And just clearing it is huge. Just clearing it is huge, and we're going to talk about that when we get back from these messages. But hey, I just want to say this Sunday is Easter, and hope everybody goes out and enjoys one these trails because it's going to be a beautiful weekend. First of all, and I hope that you get out there. We're going to talk exactly where they are when we come back, but I also hope you go down and listen to Linda here.
Well, I'm going to be doing 3 hours starting on Sunday,
right.
Jazz brunch at View from 11 to 2 with Bernie Baker on guitar and Bruce Canlin on stand-up bass. I'm really thrilled about being booked till September every other Sunday, but Easter kicks off 3 hours.
And you're going to be out there. It's going to be a beautiful day out there on the veranda. So you'll be out in the veranda, and you can be overlooking this beautiful river. And it is absolutely, the view is.
And sometimes you even see ospreys just dive in and pick up fish, and you hear the birds. And it's really, I love to sing and hear the birds calling from the trees. It's so fabulous.
It's going to be a kickoff for the spring and summer right there. Anyway, that's this Sunday at View 202 from 11 to 2. We'll be right back after these messages. Linda,
hello, Frank and Kathy Mews with Northern Lights Energy. The ethanol-free 93 is ready for the lawnmowers and weed eaters and chainsaw folks, so come by and try it out. Cody says bring those barbecue bottles in and get them filled up, or we have the exchange program. We have another load of Clear Pearl come in for all the portable heaters and the red kerosene for the others. Our Toyo Tommy heaters and on-demand hot water heaters are being installed all the time by Johnny, so give him a call. Northern Lights Energy, for deliveries to homes, job site, and ranches. If you need it, we bring it, including bulk oil deliveries. In Corning, stop and see Robin. In Weaverville, get a hold of Joe. In Redding, the rest of the crew. Northern Lights Energy, 241-2196. Thanks a lot.
Northern Lights Energy.
This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
Are you tired of worrying if your business will survive till the economy gets better? Worry no more. The Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce has the tools to help you with your small business. From valuable networking events to educational seminars, we are here in your community. People do business with people they know. Get closer to your future customers by joining the Reading Chamber of Commerce today. As a member, you will participate in referral programs, member-to-member discounts, free listing on the Chamber website, and your company name listed in our business directory with a distribution of 5,000 copies to potential customers. Call us at 225-4433 to find out how you can meet your new customers and build your business.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. Professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
Peter Frampton is returning to the historic Cascade Theater in Reading this March in his first ever acoustic tour. This legendary songwriter and guitarist remains one of the most celebrated music artists in rock history. Peter Frampton, live and acoustic at the Cascade, Tuesday, March 22nd, Get tickets before they're all sold out at 243-8877 or CascadeTheater.org.
When you're looking to add a pet to your family, Haven Humane Society is a place to start. Hi, this is Mark from Haven to tell you that shelter pets make the best pets. With kittens, puppies, dogs, cats, bunnies, guinea pigs, hamsters, snakes, birds, and more, Haven has a pet that is the right fit for your family. We also provide education, training, spaying and neutering, dog licensing, and so much more. If you're looking for a way to help, our amazing volunteers have fun with the animals while helping us to save lives. For more information, call 241-1653 or visit havenhumane.org. Like us on Facebook and follow our progress as we work towards a day with no more homeless pets in the North State.
KCNR, 1460 AM. If we're not talking about it, it's probably not important. KCNR, 1460 AM.
Born to be wild.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bond. Good morning, everybody. It is Monday, the 21st. Of March, and this portion of the show is brought to you by Wellgate Sports, located at 1740 Eureka Way. They've got this great new personal training program with Kathleen Cowling, and it's aquatics. You're into that.
Yes, I really like her classes. And first of all, it's a saltwater pool. And if you've had any kind of injuries before and you need to stretch your body out or do something to get in shape, I would really recommend going to Wellgate and trying these aquatic classes. She is amazing. She can personally train you or do small group, but she uses these. I don't know how to explain them, but she. But
little drags they put on you. They're like almost like those little things you put on to hold you up in the water.
Yeah, but they're doing things with floaties. Wounded warriors. Right. A lot with wounded warriors. So if somebody has got some kind of really horrible, been in an accident, and they're trying to get themselves back into shape, this is what's really great about
it. It takes the attention off. It takes the pressure off the joints and everything. Not only that, but just the gym itself is immaculately clean. Everything is great. They provide towels, and for certain, if you join a certain part of the club, you get 2 spa treatments a month, which really is the cost of just joining the club.
I'm just going to say publicly, so I can't back out easily, that your portly producer is pedestrianing over there after work to actually sign up.
Oh, and I'm
let me
so
tell you,
proud
Bob.
Of you.
Bob has been walking every day. We haven't said anything, but he just started walking, and you can see the notice. You can see the difference, and we are very proud of the
proud
fact.
Proud of you, Bob.
Because we're going to do Spartan here in November. Carl is, along with the group out of Wellgate Sports. We're going to do the Spartan Run down in Sacramento.
In October.
It's right before the Marine Corps ball.
Yep.
So I'm going to be ready, and then they can wheel me in.
Yeah. I'll be your nurse.
Okay. Hey, we're here with Dr. Randy Smith. You know what? You're going to come back again, because we haven't even touched on some of the things. And during the break, I watched Randy's face get red. Now, Randy's gotten red at me before one time, and I go, wow.
He's a passionate man.
He's a passionate man, but I tell you what, you get fired. You know what? There's a lot to get fired up here. And that other, you know, we'll talk about that other subject. But right now, going back with the spring coming up, it's going to be a beautiful weekend. So there's other places to go to besides Riverland. And how again do you get to Riverland?
Riverland is very easy. Off of I-5 headed south, you turn right at the Knighton Road exit. And immediately turn left and go down Riverland, maybe half a mile, and it's well marked. There are signs. There's a parking lot.
There's a boat ramp there too, isn't there?
No.
Oh,
no,
not right there.
No,
okay.
Nope. This is farmland. It's planted.
Okay.
It's planted in wheat and trees.
Right.
Now it's very green, beautiful, and then you go off along the Riverland to get to the trail.
Okay. Now, while we've got like 12 minutes left. This blackberry, people, you know, we're talking about this blackberry. How hard is it to move this blackberry out of the trail? I mean, it's not something that you just kind of reach in and pull it out like you would a weed.
No, because in its climax growth up to a height of 12 feet, it becomes a very impenetrable jungle, and it's a single monoclonal culture of one plant with an entanglement of vines. And I watched Mr. Rother in his very large backhoe try to go directly through it once, and he couldn't.
He couldn't push a backhoe through it, a big one.
He would go to it and take a bite of it and retreat from it and then do that repeatedly rather than be able to drive through it or over it. Now, you can with a track vehicle. yeah. or a masticator, you can actually mechanically rid an area. The problem with those big machines is they're extremely destructive.
Yeah.
They break tree roots. They crush ground animals that are under the soil. And they, without a very expensive environmental permit, rightfully so, that close to the river, you cannot go with other than hand tools, which is how we cleared Henderson.
Okay, let's go back again to just for quickly. Bethel Church.
Yes.
Puts out 1,200 people.
Each week for 20 weeks during the school season, they put out 1,200 people for a half a day of Thursday and an all day of Friday. Volunteer and give that labor, and I mean real labor. I've worked with volunteers for now 15 years, and these people are unbelievable.
Okay.
So, and from all over the world. They're not just...
Oh, no, but they're here doing the right thing.
Right.
Okay.
Wow.
So, now, where's... Like I said, we got 8 minutes.
Well,
another
spot, very close and very easy and short, is recently reclaimed, and that is the River Bend natural area, John Reginato's parking lot at the South Bonnie View boat ramp. If you park there and walk upstream under the South Bonnie View Bridge, you have 3/4 of a mile right along the river. A man told me 2 weeks ago he'd lived there for 34 years at Nicolette Lane, which is the terminus at the other end, and he had never been able to get to the river until now.
Wow.
Because this year we began the extirpation, just like at Henderson, of non-native plant growth, Himalayan blackberry and Spanish broom, which had intruded on a very nice trail that the seas hacked out several years ago, but had been allowed to grow together so you couldn't get through anymore. So now you have this 3/4 of a mile right along the river, beautiful habitat, sandwiched between the Tosalmi Golf Course, used to be called River Bend Golf Course, and the river. You have this strip of public land that is absolutely beautiful in a short little walk. As well, the North and South Sacramento River trails have been recovered in very recent months, last year and this year, from about 2 miles of the growth of Spanish broom that prevented you from being able to see the river. And now you can not only see the river.
Couldn't even see the river.
But you can visit the river in many locations. And people have come to me and said, you know, there are beaches down there. There are sandy places that are just absolutely wonderful. And we didn't even know they were there. You couldn't get to them. You couldn't see them. Unless you were in a boat, you didn't even know they were there. But now you can walk right from the asphalt right down to them and enjoy them and fish from them and so forth. Plus...
But is that, you know what, there's the other side of the sword, though. I mean, now people can, well, I guess not. Like, people can go down and enjoy it, and if we have people enjoying it and respecting it, then we're fine.
And the more people that go, the reason some of these places became sanctuaries for people with nothing else to do was because they were the only ones that would go there.
Right.
But now that people can see it safe, it's enjoyable, it's beautiful. The more people that go, it's like when you have in your backyard, you have an old wood pile, and you take some of the top logs off, and you shine a flashlight in there at night, all the things that scurry away.
Yep.
That's
when you hit the light.
When things go away. Now, when you open these places that belong to all of us, guess what? All the things that scurry away, and you don't have to worry about it.
You don't worry about getting things dumped into the water. You don't have to, little trenches that are dug down to be their own private open sewers that dump into the creeks and the lakes.
Nobody comes at night and throws a refrigerator in there.
Yeah.
And they can't do it because there's somebody fishing down there. And there's somebody that will spot it and watch it and report it. So it's a whole new game once you take away this non-native vegetation that provided this cover, this canopy. For nefarious activity of all kinds, not just dumping, but drugs and, Sandra Monroe was murdered along the river, and she never would have had that fate if she hadn't been in a place where she was concealed by her attacker. I mean, where people couldn't see because the attack occurred only 20 feet from the trail.
Wow. But you couldn't
see
anything.
But he dragged her down there and murdered her. And still unsolved, but that's how it happened, and it shouldn't have happened. It wouldn't have happened, except there was safe zone of where you couldn't see.
Okay, we've got just a couple minutes left. Where's the next plot you're going for?
Well, we're going to keep maintenance on these places so okay. they don't come back. And that's why I was talking about earlier about an important turning point, because we have spent the last 10 or 15 years, some of us, trying to get some of these places to where they would be enjoyable and approachable. And we're not going to let that fall back. People say, well, okay. you know, that stuff just comes back. But maintenance is only 10% of the work. So that's what we're going to do.
Okay. I mean, it's not like it's your hair grows back too, but you're still getting your hair cut.
Right.
Most of us. okay.
Some of us.
Dr. Randy Smith, who has given us more information about the rivers than we've heard in years, and it's all correct, plus other things. And during the break, he even told us more that we'll get into maybe at a later time. But we're going to have you back on. There's still so much more to talk about.
Thank you so much for being here on this Monday morning.
Thank you so much for what you do, Randy.
Right.
This is a, you know, this comes from your heart, but you've got people energized, and you've done such a big, you made such a big difference.
Well, thank you for getting the message out, because these places are begging for people, and they're there. And if they didn't know about it from people like you, then all of our work would be for naught. So thank you.
Well, thanks to you. Okay, a lot going on this week.
My goodness.
And Easter coming up and a lot of things happening.
Who's your guest tomorrow?
Well, I'm trying to get one of the guy that wrote a book on turkey hunting. He wrote the book on turkey hunting. And turkey season starts this
Carl's
Saturday.
New obsession.
My new obsession. In fact, that's what I wear. Mossy Oak obsession. All right. Hey, we'll be back tomorrow. Remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys. We got one of the good guys right here with us today, Dr. Randy Smith. We'll be back tomorrow.
KCNR, Shasta Redding.
And I'll keep this world.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Linda Kenya. Havana residents now say they hope President Obama's meeting with Raul Castro of Cuba today will bring about change that improves their lives in concrete ways. The initial public event, President Obama's first full day in Cuba, will be at Havana's sprawling Revolution Square. It's home to the government palace, seat of executive power, and the National Library. The plaza is where the government organizes massive patriotic marches, and where in years past Fidel Castro has made a habit of giving hours-long speeches. North Carolina has fired 5 short-range projectiles into the sea just 3 days after Seoul said the North had launched a medium-range ballistic missile.
South Korea's joint chief of staff said in a statement that those 5 North Korean projectiles were fired from the country's northeastern town of Hamhung, and they flew about 200 kilometers before landing in the waters.
Correspondent Young Jin Kim reporting from Seoul, South Korea. The calendar says...